you see your old naked ass run to the curb. Just trying to see the truth, never knowing what it takes. I'm too afraid of dying, cause I fear what lies in wait. I'm sitting down, and that's a rare sight on a Dropkick Murphys stage, and I'm sure hopefully the other guys are going to join me in a minute. Anyone come to the show last night? All right, so you saw this. We're getting old as hell, so we figured we'd break it down for a few songs. You want to hear a few songs acoustic? Yeah, you say that, right? But when we start the first song, watch all the people go to the bathroom. When you see people go to the bathroom, give them a big slap on the way down,
it was,
right?
It was unbelievable.
Sorry, security. The thing about last night, though, was when we went into this storyteller mode, we talked too long and we ate up all the set. We had a cut a bunch of songs, so we'll try to
and
shut
then
up.
Ken's car got stolen.
Yeah, hold on. My car. All right, so you know where the Red Sox, the players park when they're going on a trip, right? So they're not here, so we got to park there last night, and I walked out the door, and the kid says, "Keys are right in it, buddy." I said, "Thanks, pal," and I turned the corner. There's a guy driving away in my wife's car. Car was stolen last night leaving Fenway. Did that happen to Mick Jagger? No. Did that happen to Steven Tyler? No. You know why? They have limos. I have a Chevy.
A Chevy limo.
You had a Chevy.
Had a Chevy. You guys see that movie with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg when Will Ferrell kept getting the car stolen? He get it back and it was like a... Oh, we won't go into that part.
Dirty Mike and the Boys.
Dirty Mike and the Boys. Good guys.
Family show.
Anyway, so we'll get the ball rolling. This one's for all our union brothers and sisters out there. It's a song called Take 'Em Down, and it goes like this.